We'll set this recording. Oh, Nicole is here. That's strange. I just accepted her and it's disappeared. Have you guys got an echo or is it just me? Can you hear me twice or?
No,
just me. I can hear my voice on repeat. Wonderful. Okay. All right. So how these live Q&As are going to work, I'm going to kind of talk you guys through a few little things first, and then if you are able to share and you want to get involved, then you are more than welcome to. Gina, I saw your post in the group saying like family around and stuff, so that's absolutely fine. You just give us a shout if you want to join in. If you don't, absolutely fine. Like, these sessions are for you guys. Hey, Nicole. So yeah, for you guys to get as involved or as not as involved as you would like. So totally up to you. I know it's a little bit weird if you haven't done these things before as well. I know we've had ladies in our group programs in the past, like tell their friends, you know, they're hanging out with this group of women online. And then some people that come to the retreats, everyone's like, what is going on? It all sounds a bit bizarre, but you can actually make really good friends and really good connections. So if you do want to get involved, that's awesome. So we get used to it, get used to using Zoom and connecting with people like this. So firstly, I'm just going to actually pop you guys all on mute just for a moment, just because it stops any background noise. And then, yeah, we can unmute you as we go round. So the first thing I wanted to start by saying was well done to everybody who's been showing up so far. It's been amazing to see your posts. It's been amazing to see you getting stuck in and showing up in the group. So I always think there's a lot of, you know, power in just, it doesn't really matter what we're doing, but that consistency of showing up for yourself. So well done. Anyone on live or if you're listening to the replay, if you haven't done an intro post in the group, go for it. We want to get to know you. Doesn't have to be a video if that feels too much. You know, it can just be a post, chuck a post up, say hey. But everyone who we've seen so far, it's been really nice to get to meet you guys. If you are maybe just reaching the weekend now and you're about to start the content and everything, that's cool. Like, I really want you guys to remember, like, this is your journey. There's no pressure. Like, it'd be awesome if you keep up with the content, but there's no competition. We're all in this together. So just schedule some time over the weekend. You can kind of make, I think that's the most important thing, is to make sure you schedule in some time, pop it in your calendar and be like, right, you sit down for an hour and get the content done. But just avoid falling into that, oh, I feel really behind, so I'm just not going to bother. Like, still get it done. It's going to really benefit you. You're going to learn some really awesome stuff. The other thing I wanted to mention was, as I said, you're on your own journey, and just remember this is a process, okay? We're not going to be able to overhaul your whole kind of everything in, you know, a week or two. Like, this is a process, so just take it steady. You know, I know for a lot of women, the problem around food and their body and weight has maybe been, you know, kind of taken years to develop. So we can't expect to then just, you know, change it just like that. It could have been building for 10 years. It's like when we go on these diets, you know, and we think, oh, I want to lose 15 kilos in 4 weeks. Like, it's taken a while to acquire that weight. So it's going to just take a little while to undo it. So it's just having a bit of patience, knowing it's just a journey. Got a couple more people joining. Hey, Joe. Hey, Morgan. Welcome, ladies. I've got everyone on mute just for now, and then I will unmute us as we go. But welcome. Can you guys hear me okay? Yep. Cool. Awesome. All right. So I would love today. So I just wanted to mention a few things. One more thing about the scales before we get into sharing, but just so you guys know what's going to happen, I would love to go around to, for whoever feels comfortable, to share a win, so something that's gone well. And the reason we do this is because as women and men, I'm sure they do it too, we're very hard on ourselves. We kind of tend to focus on what we haven't done, what we haven't completed, what hasn't gone well, instead of celebrating even the little things that we're really proud of or that have been a success. So we're going to share a win of the week. So something that, yeah, you're proud of yourself for, or that you feel like it's gone really well. We're going to share a learning or like a realization that you've had. So maybe something from the content. It might be nothing to do with the content. It could be something that's just come up in life that has been, yeah, a learning or realization for you. And then anything that's challenging you. So anything that's been, you know, a little bit of a struggle or a challenge or a question. So something that you want some support with, basically. So that's kind of how we're going to structure the sharing part. And if you want to share, that's awesome. If you don't want to, that's also okay. But we will get to, I know it's just a few weeks, but we will get to know each other well. So these things won't feel as weird if you're feeling a little bit like, this is a bit strange being on video with people I don't really know. It gets easier. So that's kind of where the call is going to go. The first thing I wanted to, or the other thing I just wanted to mention was, and I think, who was it that mentioned in the group? Now, I'm not sure if I'm going to pronounce this right, but I think it's just Susie, maybe, spelt with a Z, I think that's right, mentioned around about the scales. I was trying to find where you posted it, but I just cannot find the comment. But I know when I read it, you said that you can't imagine like not using the scales, like you can't imagine putting them away and yeah, not stepping on them every day. So just a few things that I wanted to mention around that and why it's such a powerful exercise to do. So if you are feeling like we allow our success to be dependent on that number, right? The number of scales, the number of the size clothes we're wearing, the amount of calories we've eaten, like everything becomes about numbers and we kind of lose the connection to what it's really about. Because what I've seen happen with a lot of women is that you can reach that number on the scales, you hit that number and you've been working so hard to get there, and then you get there but you don't feel any different. You're still the same person. You might have that moment of like, yes, I've hit the number, but then what? Like we don't feel any different in ourselves. And that's usually then when we're like, okay, a bit more, a bit more, a bit more. So the aim is to actually start to work on how you want to feel. Like, what does that, if you were to hit that number on the scales and you achieved that weight loss, what does that actually mean to you? Like, how is it that you're going to have more energy? You're going to feel more confident. You're going to feel more comfortable in your clothes. Are you going to be able to wear, you know, walk into a shop and just pick out the clothes that you want to wear, for example? So actually start to break it down into, what does that actually mean to me? Because that's what it's really about. You know, it's not actually about that number. No one knows what that number is on the scales other than you and how you feel about it. But start to kind of think, well, what does that actually mean? How am I going to feel? What's going to change in my life when I reach that? And if you can start to base your success on how you're feeling, I promise you, you're just going to feel so much better. You're not going to have this kind of dependency on the scales letting you feel a certain way. You know, you step on and maybe it's hormones or water retention or something, or muscles building, maybe your weight's gone up and it just makes you feel rubbish about yourself. So I want you to just pay attention to, if that has brought up some stuff for you, the thought of not weighing yourself, I want you to think about what emotions are coming up around that. Like, why is there such an attachment there? And especially for Susie, who mentioned this, like, that in itself, in my opinion, is a problem when we're emotionally attached to the scales, right? Like, it's the emotion behind everything that creates a problem. Like, we just have to start to, and if it feels too much to do that overnight, then it's like you said in your post, cool, we'll just, you know, every few days, maybe I'll step on them. But over time, it's really, really good to start to let the connection and the kind of the focus on the number go, because it just keeps you in this quite a negative loop. Once you reach a point where maybe you're feeling more emotionally kind of secure or like free, then there might not be as much attachment to the scales. And then that's okay. We can kind of reintroduce using them if you really need to. I can't remember the last time I stepped on the scales, but when I recently went to like an appointment, they weighed me. But I just go by my clothes, like how I feel in my clothes, how I feel in myself. And that really works for me. And I've seen it work for a lot of the women that have gone for our programs, how they feel so much more free, so much more light when they don't have the scales. Another thing that I just want to mention around that as well is when we're like so focused on weight, it's like, it's not really about the weight and the size that we are, right? I know some people that are considered to be a bit bigger, but they have this energy, they have this confidence, they give off this like incredible vibe, and that's all you see. And then I know women that are considered to be underweight, you know, or really slim, and they're unhappy, they're struggling, they feel, you know, maybe quite down, quite stressed. Like, it's really not about the shape, it's really not about our size, it's really not about how much we weigh, it is all about how we feel. And I think the most important thing is that you reach the point where you feel like the best version of you, you feel how you want to feel in yourself. And that's nothing to do with shape, size, or anything. It's all got to come from within. And when you are feeling completely imbalanced, whole, everything's flowing, you will achieve, like, your body will return to balance as well, and you'll just find kind of where you're naturally meant to be. Okay, so there's a few things I just wanted to mention. So let's get stuck in. So we'll go around the group and just let me know if anyone doesn't want to share or anything like that. Like, that's absolutely fine. I think we just lost Jo. Does she disappear? I think so. So the first thing we'll start with is a win or something that you're celebrating from this week, a learning or your biggest takeaway, and then any questions or kind of any challenges that you've come up against. So we'll go around and should everyone do a win? No, we'll just go person at a time. We'll go through all three things. Anyone want to go first? Or you want me just to pick? I'll pick. Nicole, we'll go with you.
Hi, my name is Nicole. My win. You ready, Leanne? Day two. No Pepsi Max.
Yay! That's awesome. Well done. Is it feeling easier?
It's getting harder.
Okay. Okay. How is? Have you felt more kind of relaxed about it?
Yeah, because haven't got the high caffeine intake, I'm getting a lot more tired, so I'm going to be sleeping a lot earlier.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, which is good, which is going to help your energy. You're going to feel more positive in the morning. That's really cool. Love it. That's amazing. Yeah. Awesome. And when you said it's getting harder, what do you mean?
Because it's like it was set times when I had it.
Yep. Okay.
And it's like, okay, then, like, I went for the first bit. Oh, yeah, that time's now gone. Now when I've gone for the next can or the next bottle, it's like, oh, yeah. So it's just, like, breaking it down every time. Cool. I used to have it.
Yep, awesome. Have you been having some of the other drinks instead? Cool.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, that's a really good win. 2 days in, doing really well. Amazing.
Yes.
Awesome. Yep. And have you got a learning or realization or anything to share as well?
Now I just got to get this like mindless snacking and I'll be all good. Done.
Yes. Yep. Okay. So what do you think? So obviously when it's mindless eating, so it's just us being mindless because it's how we're being around the food. So what's going to help you be more present, more consciously aware and more in the moment?
I'll be just like, cause it normally went Pepsi Max and something to eat. So now the drink's gone. It's like, oh, now, so I'll get rid of this thing and then I'll be right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, cool. All right, we'll keep a check on that this week. We'll see how it goes. Just make sure you've got some little practices that you're using that help you be more mindful, more present, not necessarily just when you need it in that moment, but maybe even starting the day doing your meditation or doing some journaling or just, you know, if you get that kind of urge for the food or for whatever, like the Pepsi, or like just bring yourself into the moment and just kind of ground, be present, take a breath before you act and just center yourself. And then you're going to be in a more calm, present state to actually make a decision. But you know, mindless eating is all about us being mindless, you know. So the more we can train the mind to be mindful, be present, then that's how we're going to be around food as well. Yeah. Awesome. Amazing, Nicole. And is there anything you need some support with? Any questions?
No, no? All good.
None at all? Okay, cool. Awesome. All right. Thank you for sharing. Amazing. I'm just going to pop you on mute and love your win. Hannah, you want to go next?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good.
You good? Cool. Yeah. Perfect. How's the weather over there, by the way? Is it getting...
Yeah,
wintery.
Yeah.
Yeah, I miss a wintry Christmas, like a cold Christmas. It's
funny. I'm about to send my daughter off on a 4-month round the world trip, and I'm thinking, God, she's going to have a hot Christmas, and we're going to be she's going to be with you for Christmas. Actually,
is she? Yeah, that's cool. Very nice. Very nice. Awesome. All right. So, what's been a win for you, or something that we can celebrate?
I think just the mere fact I'm here, to be honest with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's amazing.
And just sort of focusing a bit rather than just, you know, the mindless shuffle. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Amazing. Yeah. And that's the thing, just showing up is like a lot of people don't do it. Like a lot of people go, you know, will never do something for themselves. So it's really cool. You know, it's an amazing win. Well done. Hey, Tash, how are you? Can you hear us? Hello? I'm just saying hey. You can hear us. Okay, cool. Awesome. All right, Hannah, and what's been a kind of learning or realization?
Hi, guys.
I think...
Whoa. Got a little overlap. Sorry. No, you're good. You're good.
Hello, all.
Back to you, Hannah. Yeah. Learning.
I think it was that, I think, you know, I know it, you know, we all know it, but it's kind of reminding myself that food just won't solve anything, really. That I don't want food just to be energy, because I do really lack in energy. I've got chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia, so energy is an issue. But I don't want food just to be energy. I want it to be a pleasurable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of become a non-pleasurable thing, in the respect that I kind of eat the good stuff to eat the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So I think it's the fact that food won't solve the problem.
Yes. So an amazing realization. That's the thing, like when we start to kind of trace it back, it's like, what am I trying to get from this food? I can't actually get that happiness or that comfort or whatever I'm using it for from the food. And I think you hit the nail on the head. Like, food should be an enjoyable thing. Like, on a kind of physical level, it's there to fuel and nourish our body.
Yeah.
But we should be able to, like, just go out, enjoy a meal. Like, it should still be enjoyable. There should be no stress or guilt or shame or worry or anything, like, around food. It should just be food, and it should be pleasurable. So yeah, that's amazing.
Because the irony is that when you go into that binge mode, the last thing you're doing is enjoying the food. So you're not actually tasting it. So actually, it's quite ironic, really, isn't it? Yeah,
mm-hmm. It's so true. Yeah, it's not like it's that thing that you've made so desirable that you really want, but then you eat most of the time. Well, I know for me in the past, I wasn't even really aware that I was eating, because I'd be so stressed or so, you know. So yeah, I resonate with that. Tash, is there anything you want to add at any point? You jump in if there is. I'll unmute you.
Mute myself.
Oh, muted you again, sorry.
So I'm so sorry to cut in while you were talking, Hannah.
That's right.
Hello, everybody. Sorry, I was rushing over and finally made it. So, I didn't catch all of what you said, so I will have to catch up on the replay for the first bit. But yeah, I can completely articulate from that past bit that you just said too. So you're not alone.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And is there anything that's been challenging you, Hannah? Anything, like any questions or anything that's come up?
No, I think that I have my own food rules. that I'm trying to let go of.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, I guess, carbohydrates, which I imagine for a lot of people, you know, it's just kind of the common fatty thing. And just kind of trying to see food as without kind of value judgment on it.
Totally. Do you know, one thing that I talk about a lot is, like, I really truly believe with knowing how our mind works and like what we think about is what we create. And I really think that the emotion we attach to the food is going to affect us more than that food will itself. For example, if you're really stressed or really worried about eating that food, the stress and the fear and the worry is going to be the thing that impacts you more than eating the piece of cake, for example, or eating the carbs, or like, and the guilt and the shame and everything we attach to it is emotionally so heavy. And when we're adding more emotion to what we're already carrying, emotion is the biggest driver of then the emotional eating or the binge eating, you know. So it's kind of, it fuels this cycle. But I mean, I used to be the same. I had a lot around all different types of food because I've been on these diets that told me you can't eat this and you can't eat that. And so it was kind of training myself again to go, it is okay if I eat this, like if I do eat chocolate, I used to do things like eat half a biscuit, you know, and put the other half back in the pack because I was convinced that it would make me gain weight, you know, and it's just crazy. So, yeah, it's definitely a process, but it's just, there's some stuff we can do that helps release the emotion that you've associated with it. And then even just in the moment though, kind of reframing it, like, it's okay. This is safe. It's okay. I'm fine. Like, you know, I can introduce bits of this food slowly and gradually. Be really good to release.
I think you say slowly and gradually. I think that's the nail on the head though, because I am such an all or nothing person. It's the total restriction during the day. And then I get to about to the point that I might not eat at all until 5 or 6 o'clock in the evening.
Okay, wow. Yeah.
And then it kind of maybe having hooked on to kind of intermittent fasting, that kind of stuff. And then I'll eat a perfectly healthy meal at 5, 6 o'clock at night and I will be satisfied. But then of course I'm not satisfied mentally because I've been depriving myself all day. Yeah. And then the floodgates open. But then that's my personality to a T, you know. Yeah. I can see how that matches up.
Cool. Yeah. So with like restriction, that is the cause of binging. You know, I never had a problem with food until I went on a diet. Yeah. And I restricted myself so much that then this like binge eating thing was born out of, I really want that thing I've been told I can't have. This might sound a bit scary, but a way to actually start making changes with that food that you tell yourself you can't have, that thing that you restrict, if you went and you allowed yourself to have it until you were fully satisfied, and that doesn't mean, you know, binge style eating. That means I'll make myself a plate of that food that I'm restricting. Yeah. I will eat it at a steady pace, but I'm going to eat it until I am satisfied. You will be satisfied from it, and it will remove that death, you know, like the desperation from that comes from the restriction. But I know mentally that can feel a little bit scary to go and eat the food that's creating that. But I think it's going right. What I'm doing right now is not working. So something's got to shift. And the minute you can train your mind to go, it's actually okay for me to eat that. I ate it. I've had it. Don't really need it as much as I thought I did. You know, the minute we give ourselves permission to have that food, it takes the real big need for it away. Have you got anything you want to add, Tash? I don't know if anything's come into mind.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. If you allow yourself to have it and you actually enjoy the food you're eating, you will start to remove that idea of I'm not allowed to have it. And you will, you know, for me, it was pasta. You know, I'm not allowed pasta. I can't have pasta. I bloody love pasta, you know, so for me to say, you know, I'm not going to eat pasta is crazy, because if you eat it, like Leanne says, until you are satisfied and you are at that point where you're like, actually, do you know what, I've actually had enough, you will start to allow yourself to have it and enjoy it so much more than you did before.
And it can sound a bit like, okay, not sure about this, but when you do it, you're like, okay, because that's, you know, that's the only, if we knew we could just eat what we want when we want, like, there's no restriction, there's no, like, there's no kind of desperation without the restriction, you know, it's just, I can have it if I want it.
And another irony is that sometimes you'll eat what you think you should be eating, and then you just end up what you want, eating what you really wanted in the first place afterwards, so then you've eaten double anyway.
Exactly. Whereas if you just had that thing that you want and give yourself permission to have it, you're not gonna still go and eat that after. Absolutely, like, totally agree. This is why I feel so strongly about, you know, restrictive diets. There's a lot out there now that actually are more add on before they take away, which I really like that approach if people need, you know, the food approach. But I just think the restriction, the deprivation is just, it's really not the answer. So if you feel up to it and you want to give it a go, just give yourself permission tomorrow or today, still afternoon for you. Forget you're on the same time zone as Tash. It's, just give yourself permission, have it, and just see how you feel after. I think it'll be a good challenge. Let us know.
Yes.
Updated. Any other questions, Hannah? Or?
I don't think so. No.
Yeah.
No. I think just this week I'm just going to try and make sure that anything I eat comes from off a plate, really.
Yes. Wonderful. Yeah.
I think just to make it more mindful. Just like, because I think you can be in denial if you're standing at a cupboard or the fridge or whatever, you can, and out of a bag or whatever, you don't really acknowledge how much you're having. To be able to just put a portion on a plate and, you know, move away from the scene of the crime, and, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's almost like you can convince yourself, oh, well, I've hardly eaten today, even though I've had 10 snacks from the cupboard, but I haven't had a meal. Like, that's what exactly. We do, right? So,
yeah
there's a lot of benefit to actually sitting down with your plate, no distractions, no TV, no anything, and just being there with your food and, you know, eating slowly, being present. I like that. That's awesome. Amazing. Cool. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you
for being on. It's been great to have you here. Who have we got next? Morgan, are you wanting to share? We've got no video, but I can unmute you. Oh, here we go. We have you on video too. Cool. There we go. Hey, how are you?
Hi, good.
Good. Tired. Had a busy day.
Yeah, it's been a full-on few weeks at my work, and just trying to just get through it.
Yes.
And it's sort of sitting down and writing emails and doing phone calls with my admin sort of work.
Yeah.
And I'm still temporary in my role until December, and not sure if I will actually get extended this time.
Okay.
Like I was last time. So it's like, is there a point to keep pushing hard and proving myself to this team that I was just moved into? So it's just,
okay. Is it worth like it if there is an option that you might continue?
Well, it's a government role, so. Okay. They can't just make it happen sort of thing without going through a lot of red tape and then advertising it to everyone else for equal employment. So,
okay, fair enough. Yeah.
Cool. Like, we like you, you're in. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I found a lot of my time, it's been really overwhelming with the project we have going on. And I just found myself wanting to escape my desk to go find the fundraising chocolate downstairs or go somewhere else. To leave or get away and go to some chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, okay. So you're recognizing the triggers, so stress. Did you say it's stress, or how are you feeling in that moment?
I just want to escape and leave it, and just not be in that position.
Mm-hmm. And what does the chocolate give you in that moment?
A breather from my work desk and my spot.
Yeah.
So I have to actually go away. And 2 second sweets sort of thing.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Keep a note of these things, because as we work through these weeks, there's going to be ways to clear that and release it. What's been our win of the week? So we're kind of sharing like a win, a learning, and if you've got any questions. So what's something we can celebrate with you that's gone well? Anything.
I got back on the gym horse after a week off, and it was not pleasant. Don't leave your gym when you start it.
But you're back on it, and did you feel good after it?
I've been going. I go usually six times a week.
Okay, wow.
But last week I went once, which on Monday. A fair chunk off. So the DOMS have stopped, and now I'm not as stiff.
Okay.
And getting into
cool.
it.
Cool. Good. Cool.
Just feeling sorry for myself, doing extra hours at work.
Yeah.
And prioritizing sleep.
That's the thing. Sometimes in life we just have to be a little bit flexible. If, you know, we've got a lot of areas of life that we're trying to manage and keep flowing. So if one gets a bit busier, something's got to give somewhere, you know? So if that means not going to the gym for a few days because something else is taking priority, that's okay. But if it's of a high value to you and it makes you feel good, then it's important to let it, you know, get it back in, which you've done. So that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And what's like a learning or realization or light bulb moment that you've had or something like that from this week?
When those things were happening, I was thinking to myself, oh, this is a coping mechanism. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not a very good one.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. But that's cool. Like, you know, we just need to remember that it can feel like a really negative thing when we're eating in that moment or reaching for food, but your mind is trying to do a really good thing. Like it's trying to give you the positive outcome of like what it thinks it's going to get. Does that make sense? So there's a positive intention behind it. I know it doesn't feel like a positive behavior, but the intention behind it is. So sometimes just reminding yourself of that in that moment until you just find a new way, which we're going to work on to kind of handle that, you know?
Mm.
Yeah, that's cool. Okay, so you've been coming more aware, so that's good. And have you got anything you need support with or kind of any questions or anything that's come to mind?
I am doing my wedding dress fitting next week.
Ooh, that's exciting.
It is very exciting. I have already know some of the comments I'm going to hear from, because it's about body image and things like that. But when I got the dress, when I bought it and tried it on in February,
mm-hmm.
I was there with my high school friend and my mum, and she's like, oh, this will look good when you lose weight. This doesn't suit your body type and things like that. And I've had that constant chatter in my head my whole life.
Mm.
That's
from mum, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay.
My parents, like an association of thin is success and skinny is doing well and stuff like that, that association. Mm-hmm. I've stayed the same since then. Just seeking, trying things, but nothing's really changing because of my own whatever's happening. So it's going to, how do I preserve myself, I guess, from further comments of, oh, but maybe you'll lose weight before the wedding. You'll lose 10 kilos out of stress, you know, because they just assume or hope for that for me, because then that's a good thing to be stressed out so much you don't eat. That's like
funny, isn't it?
If only you could have like a FAQ for witty comebacks.
Have you ever had a conversation with your mum or your dad or your parents around how that makes you feel?
It's never going to change. It's absolutely from here to here with my mum. It doesn't filter. There's nothing. So it's just something I have to tolerate. And I'm sorry, I have 4% battery.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay. You can catch a replay if it cuts out.
My phone might die, excuse me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, how would you make yourself resilient, you know, because you can only control that factor and not
totally. So one, there's a few things to this. So we can never control what anyone else is going to say or do, ever, unfortunately, but what we can have some kind of like control over is how we respond. So the things that will kind of bother us, or say for example, I'm very short. If someone said to me, oh, I hate tall people, obviously I'd be like, I don't know why you're saying that, but it's not going to trigger me. If I was someone that was conscious of being really tall and someone said, you know, I hate tall people, you're going to feel like, oh God, you know, they're saying, because it would be something that you're conscious of. So the only things that are ever going to have an impact on you is something like, if it's triggering how you feel inside, it doesn't mean that what they're saying is pleasant or nice. I don't think, you know, your parents ideally should be saying things like that, but we can't change that. So, I mean, I think, what's something you have to find within yourself in that moment to be able to handle that? Like, what would you describe that as?
It's just all day, every day, beautiful and successful and lovely kind of thing, I guess. Just trying to prove, not prove. You don't want to be proving anything, but just being, you know.
Yeah, because I think it's like you're going to need something in that moment that you can go, it's almost like, it sounds really strange, but the minute we can be grateful for anything and thankful for anything, it's like, thanks for that, but it's irrelevant, you know. That's what you can kind of run through your mind, like, thank you, it's irrelevant, like, let it go. We need something that you can almost like deflect that off of you, do you know what I mean? So you're not taking it in, you're not taking it on board. I imagine you've had to find quite a lot of strength to deal with that as well, you know, from your parents. So you could view it as every time they're saying it, it's just making you stronger and stronger and stronger. But I think having just a little reframe, you know, they're going to say it anyway, so you can kind of be prepared for what's going to come up. So at least it's not going to be a shock, so you're ready for it. So how would you like to feel at this dress fitting, regardless of what they say or do? How do you want to feel?
Excited.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Do you feel that you're going to be able to be excited and enjoy the experience regardless of what they're doing and saying?
I think so. Yeah.
A good little thing to do is, and you can do this in your own time, like before the fitting, you can probably hear, and I think you even said it, this kind of chatter is just there, like probably their voices as well. You can actually imagine, like, close your eyes, connect to it, and imagine turning down the volume and just get that, like, it's playing around with like how we store information in the mind, but you can turn the volume down and you can just get rid of the voices, and then you can even switch it to something more positive, you know, like something really nice that you would love to say about yourself, for example, or what you would love to be hearing. And kind of replace it. It's a nice little kind of technique to use. You can visualize when you're there, when mum starts saying something, that you could just turn her volume down, like, and it will just make you smile. Or, you know, it's like having a few little things like that. Tash, is there anything you would suggest or want to add? Let me unmute you. Oh, you've done it. Cool.
That's all right. I think having something in your mind before you go, just focusing on how you do want to feel. And also, like Leanne said, you can sort of, you know, just acknowledge what you know, acknowledge what's being said, but just feel actually this is irrelevant. It doesn't, you know, just letting it go. And I think by doing that, I think you will just start to feel so much better in yourself before you even get to where you are. It's very exciting. You're going to try and do a lovely job, wedding dress.
When's the wedding?
July next year.
July next year. Okay, so still quite early, the fitting.
Yeah, they need to order it, and then you need to, and they need to make it. And it's just like, come on, guys, just make it together. Yeah, I don't know. Finally. So, yeah, and they're like, oh, we understand how brides lose weight. I'm like, no, I'm talking about the other way of weight fluctuation. Yeah. You know, everyone has different things going on in your life, in their lives. So, yeah, to put so much time and effort, money onto a big item that's, and at that time was 16 months out.
Yeah, wow.
You know, it was crazy. So, and I had my friend there who was an amazing buffer, and she's a good bridesmaid for that. So yeah, she was good. Really, yeah, but I won't have her this time. So,
okay.
Like, okay, let's be strong.
Just get yourself in a really kind of good state before you go. Even visualize how you want it to go. Just be excited, be yourself. We can't change what they're going to say or do, but just get as much as like, as much enjoyment as you can out of that experience. You can even imagine, like, almost like you've got this like protective wall around you, you know, where their words are just bounce off, like, just whatever anyone is expressing is a reflection of something they've got going on, you know, like, we, and it's what we decide to do with their words or that makes it about us. Do you know what I mean? If we pick it up and we take it on, then we've made it about us. If we just let them do their thing and let it go, it stays with them. Does that make sense? I think her battery might have gone because she's frozen. Yes, I reckon it has. Yep, and she's gone. Cool. All right, and we'll move to Jo. So Jo, if you're wanting to share, of course. You wanting to share?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, awesome. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good, very good. Thank you. What's been a win for you or something we can celebrate?
Well, I have my kids on school holidays at the moment, which normally drives me slightly crazy, but I've not been reaching for the chocolate every 2 seconds, which is a massive win.
That's good.
Yeah, so no, that has been good. So,
amazing.
Yeah.
Very good win.
Yeah. Cool.
And how about a kind of realization or a learning or something? Any light bulb?
Oh, I think it's just that realization, which I've always kind of known, that I reach for sweet treats whenever things are not as they should be, I suppose.
Yeah, cool.
So, yeah, whenever I'm stressed or people are annoying me or whatever. Mm-hmm. So,
cool.
Yeah, cool. I get some, being a bit more mindful about it.
Yeah, well, that's the first step of any change. Yeah. You know, we have to become aware. We have to become mindful of what we're doing. And then now, like, all we really ever need to do is just address that thing that is triggering that behavior, you know? So we need to look at, yeah, if I'm feeling stressed, how can I start to implement some stuff in my life that's going to keep my stress down? If it's people, do I just need to actually choose when I want to be around them or get some distance from them? So then we start to take a bit more of a proactive approach of actually addressing the root of the problem than just trying to find the solution in food, you know, if that makes sense. So, yeah, that's cool. Okay, and is there any, have you got any questions or kind of anything that's coming up that you want to talk about?
No, nothing particularly. No, just everything, yeah, it's cruising on fairly nicely at the moment.
Yeah, so
nothing,
cool.
Nothing big, which is why I guess I've chosen now to tackle where I'm at because time to regain a bit of control for myself again.
Yeah, awesome. Love it. It's really powerful. I was saying this at the beginning, like just, you know, doing something for you is really, really powerful. And especially in this area, I know it's like I know for me at the time, it just seemed to be take over everything. So when you can start to unpick it and realize that actually this is something I can solve, I just need to look in the right place and do the right things, then yeah, it's all gonna fall into place. I'm really excited to see what you guys all achieve this month. Awesome. Thanks for sharing, Jo.
No,
and that's everybody, isn't it? I haven't got anyone on this second screen. No, so everyone that has been on live, thank you for showing up, guys. Really nice to see you on video. And for everyone watching the replay, if you guys have questions or you want to share your wins and your learnings and anything, like, you can do that under the post in the Facebook group of this video. Does anyone else have any other questions or anything they want to mention before we finish up for today? No? Cool. That was all no's. Yeah, awesome. I'm just going to check my notes in case I had anything else written down that I was going to do. No, I think that's it. There was just one last little thing that I was going to mention, is just remember that your language is everything. So how we phrase things. There was someone in the group and I can't remember. Someone said, this is going to be so hard. And so I just said, how about we just rephrase that to, this is going to be so easy, because whatever we are running through our mind, that's what we're going to get. So we can change our state. We can change the outcome by just simply changing the language. So just pay attention to your language this week. If you're telling yourself this is going to be hard, it's going to be an uphill struggle, it's going to be a battle, or is it just going to be easy? Is it going to flow? Is it going to be fun? Because it feels very different, right? And we kind of can talk about the same thing, but in such a different way. So awesome, ladies. Thank you for showing up. We've got an extra visitor. Hi. And I will see you all in the group. Keep showing up. Remember, you're on your own journey. Take it at your own pace. If you need anything, give me and Tash a shout. And if not, we will see you next week. Next week, the call is on a Wednesday. We might have a play around with the time of one of them, just because one of the ladies is in New Zealand. So it's like midnight for her, so she can't be on any of them. So might see if we can bring one forward a little bit, so at least she can be on one. But yeah, anyway, thank you guys for showing up, and I will see you in the group. I'll see you soon. Bye.